Rebels, it's the Heartbreaker with Danny and Brent here with you for your Friday Eve, 23 past 7. And it's your chance right now to tell us 7 numbers that will break into our big secretive vault, win $10,000
worth of jewelry.
$10,000 jewels?
Yeah, look, it could be about right. Now, we're going to go to the phones on 89411001. We should have Zach on the line. Zach, are you there?
Yep, hello.
Good morning. Zach. How are you this morning, Zach?
Good.
Now, last time, I remember the first time we spoke to you, we actually thought you were an adult. I think we asked you, are you ready for work? But what we should be asking you is, are you ready for school this morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Zach, all right. What year are you in again?
Year 9.
Year 9.
Zach, is that the year where you first get scientific calculators for school?
Sorry, what was that?
Is that the year 9? Is that the first year at school where you have to upgrade from a normal calculator to one of those scientific ones?
Yeah.
I felt so good that year. I felt like so...
Big dog.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, yeah, I got this. And then I tried to use it and I went, oh.
Zach, other than playing games on it, which I know that every kid 1 year finds out how to do, do you know what your odds are of winning today?
I remember trying to do the math on this. It's about 1 in 34,000.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I mean, maybe now, if that we know a few of the numbers.
Yeah, you've been telling everyone 7 million billion trillion, Brent.
It's about 1 in 8 million.
Yeah.
From the start, it was about 1 in 8 billion.
Okay, so 1 in 34,000. That's not bad. All right, Zach, well, at least you know your odds. Let's give it a crack this morning. We need 7 numbers. Here we go.
A vault full of jewellery, and it can all be yours. You just need to crack the code in... The Hosking's Heist for Hosking Family Jewellers, Darwin's diamond destination, proudly Territorian since 1945.
All right, Zach, 7 numbers. Let's do this heist.
265.
Yep.
409.
Yep.
7.
265, 4097. Are they the numbers you want to lock in there, Zach?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Wow. Okay, look, it's a no this morning, Zach, but I am very, very impressed. If you could see what I see right now...
Well, it'd be very easy, you'd know the answer.
No, but he'd be patting himself on the back. You've done very, very well. I wish we could start to... I think soon we're going to have to start telling people how well they've done, Brent.
I would say...
I'm getting itchy.
I'd say just under 50% of the ones that you've said are right.
So the numbers are right, and you've got, nearly 50% right also in other ways. There.
Good one, Danny.
I just don't want to give too much away. Anyway, Zachy, thanks for giving us a call this morning, and have a great day at school.
I will, thank you.
No worries, man. You want to do a shout-out before we let you go?
No.
I like that you weighed it up. You actually thought about it long and hard first and then said, no,
no. Pros, cons, cons win. No, thank you.
Thought about it, went, do I like my friends that much to shout out to them? Not really.
What can they do for me today? I might think about it next week.
If Jim gets me a lolly from the canteen, maybe.
See you, Zach. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye, man. It's the Huskies' house for another day. We're going to play tomorrow, same time, same place. You're on the Hot Brekkie.